Hello and welcome to Arts and More, WMUK's look at arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Put on your puffiest coat and your warmest boots for downtown South Haven's annual Icebreaker Festival. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with a few ice sculptors who will be revving their chainsaws this weekend as the 3 days of food, crafts, and frost gets underway.
As the saying goes, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. Since we can't melt the snow outside our windows, we might as well celebrate the season. The weather outside sets the perfect tone for the 21st annual Icebreaker Festival.
I think after a long winter of being hibernating inside, it means a lot to people to be able to get out and have some activities.
Kathy Wagaman is the director of the South Haven Chamber of Commerce and head of the festival.
And here in South Haven, our events aren't just summer. We have a lot of fun here in the winter too, and the streets are filled in the winter when normally it would be pretty quiet. And I just see so many people having such a good time, and I love that.
Over the next 3 days, South Haven will have horse-drawn carriage rides through town, a professional chili cook-off, outdoor ice skating, and perhaps the most chilling activity of them all, ice carving. 53 blocks of ice will be carved into the frostiest of creations. Among those competing in this year's event is artist Lou Rodriguez. He's been carving for more than 6 years. He got into it on a whim.
I'd always say, oh, I could do that. And then 1 year I actually, put, my money where my mouth was and went out and started carving, and I enjoy it so much. And each year I get more tools and, get better and better. And so it's fun.
During a pre-festival demonstration at Village Market Food Center, Rodriguez and fellow sculptor Chef Joel Jeschkowski were showcasing their talents to spectators and ice sculpting students. They brought out their sharpest chisels and their warmest gloves as they got to work shaping the massive ice blocks into something special. It was a miserable, cloudy day, which makes for perfect carving weather.
If it's real sunny out, the sun actually cracks the ice like from the inside out. You cut through a bad spot and it'll just break, or you cut a little too much off. And
Jeschkowski has been carving for more than a decade, but still considers himself a bit of an amateur. His favorite part? When it's done.
Your final product is just like a diamond. After you pour the warm water over the carving to clear off all the snow and the ice debris, it just looks fantastic. I don't enjoy the cold weather, but we have to deal with it.
Chef Jeschkowski, who will also be serving up chili at the cook-off, likes to think of the festival weekend as a summer day in the winter. Or, says Wagaman, as mild a day as you can imagine.
We've had 50-degree weather for this event, and we've had below zero, and it's going to go on no matter what. Dress for the weather.
The Icebreaker Festival is free and will take place through Sunday in downtown South Haven. Visit our website for more information. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.
This is Arts and More on WMUK. Most horror films aren't known for poetic dialogue.
Did it go under the raft? Is it under us?
Yeah. And I'm gonna swim for it right now.
No! Don't leave us here! Don't!
I'm fast and I can make it.
So what makes a great horror movie? The look of sheer terror on the actors' faces. And, of course, the thing that terrifies them in the first place. The makeup and special effects artists that create our nightmares are often Hollywood's unsung heroes. But one local artist is getting some time in the spotlight for effects in the 1980s horror franchise, The Evil Dead. The documentary Invaluable by Marshall filmmaker Ryan Mead looks at the work of fellow Marshall native Tom Sullivan. Mead says the title comes from a review in horror film magazine Fangoria.
Bob Martin had said, Sullivan's artistic talent, made him invaluable when it came to making The Evil Dead, and it's true.
The gore in The Evil Dead is over the top, with different colored goo, ghoulish complexions, and gushing blood. The violence isn't very realistic, and Sullivan says it's not supposed to be.
There have been some films, like Last House on the Left and others, that just basically are there to assault you. I mean, to rub your face in the brutal nature of humans. And that's not what we were trying to do. We were actually trying to make a little funhouse ride.
Sullivan says the movie was just a fun project for he and his Michigan State friends, including director Sam Raimi, producer Rob Tappert, and actor Bruce Campbell.
We started out with no money, and we're down in Tennessee thinking that that would be a mild winter because we had to shoot in late fall, or actually during winter, and it wound up being the coldest winter in Tennessee and interestingly the mildest winter in Michigan in 100 years. But it was like a summer camp without adult supervision.
Documentary filmmaker Ryan Mead says Sullivan's work on The Evil Dead paved the way for horror films to come. Before there were computer-generated monsters, Sullivan used stop-motion animation in a way that very few had done before. Sullivan describes how he made The Evil Dead's finale.
There's something called a split-screen mat, where you can block off a portion of the frame. This is in the old days when we used film. And we could film the hair and scalp pulling down live action and have bile dripping on the sides. And then we would mat out the face, so that would be all black. Then we would change the mat so the hair, which has already been filmed, is all blacked out. Rewind the film to the first start point, and then clay animate the face disintegrating, so you'd have live action hair and bile with clay animation a face.
When The Evil Dead came out in the 1980s, it made just under $2.5 million at the box office. Not even enough to cover advertising. But now Sullivan says it has a cult following of at least 6 million fans around the world. There's even an Evil Dead musical.
Now we honor the Necronomicon with our very own special dance!
From the hell of the demons to their very own special dance!
Sullivan says fans like filmmaker Ryan Mead have helped to sustain the cast and crew's careers. As a kid, Sullivan was inspired by Willis O'Brien, the stop-motion animator for the original King Kong. Now he says he gets to be someone else's hero.
Hardly a show goes by where some artist or filmmaker doesn't come up and say, you know, I'm an artist now, or I'm a filmmaker doing special effects because I saw your work on Evil Dead and I had to do that. And I think that's as close as you get to real immortality. And long after they forget who I am, there will be people passing it along with crazy things they've done and that inspire other people. And I think that's the coolest thing about it.
The documentary Invaluable on Evil Dead special effects artist Tom Sullivan premieres tonight at 6:30 at Kalamazoo's Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Tune into Arts and More Tuesdays, Fridays, and now Saturdays on WMUK. Visit WMUK.org for airtimes and events in Southwest Michigan. Thanks for listening.